as well as other things that we talked about earlier, we were talking about the marking off table and the colours of dyes that you would use on that table. Can you just describe those for us, please?
Well, the one, if you were on rough metal, or most metals for that matter, you would use a white, almost like whitewash for want of a better term, which would mark on the put a mark on the material you were using. Then any lines that you scribed on there with the scriber, the line would show up through the white, or possibly blue. If you were using, say, a material that had already been machined and need another machine operated on it, you would probably mark that with a blue dye, a blue marking dye, and again use the scriber to do the same setup.
And would you have done that when you were grinding valves?
If you were grinding valves in a valve shop, probably the cylinder that the valve had to go in would be machined at an angle that the valve had to fit on. The valve had to be ground or machined at the same angle. You would then use a grinding paste to grind the valve against the angle of where it was fitting. And when that was ground right down properly, so nothing could pass through it, air or oil, such like, to go through that particular valve.
And what was the grinding paste made of?
Carborundum stone. It was, you could get a rough one or a smooth one. Probably start off with a rough one if there was a lot to grind down. Then finish up with a smooth one till you had a perfect finish.